Hey, Bob.
Hello, sir.
How you doing?
Good.
Let me see if you can...
A little high on moon hooch.
Oh, my gosh. Was that not just the greatest tiny desk? It's the closest I've seen a band to actually getting everyone in the office dancing. It was so close.
Moon hooch is a band, by the way, not an alcoholic beverage that I had today. Just to clarify, two saxophones, one drummer. Awesome.
So happy to see them again, guys. I hadn't seen them since Austin.
Oh, that's right. That was the last time we partied.
Yeah, we partied. Speaking of partying, Bob, see if you can guess what this sound is right here.
You taped me the other night at a show.
No, this is what we sound like at any of the meetings that we attend.
What are we listening to?
And wait for it. It's the sound of two lynx, the wildcat lynx.
Is this mating season?
I don't know exactly what they're in the video that's from. They're just sitting there sort of chatting with each other. But we have this on the NPR website right now. It's one of Robert Krulwich's essays on why exactly things are the way they are.
And he
poses the question, what evolutionary purpose could it possibly serve to allow the cats to make this wretched noise?
I'm quite attracted to it.
Well, maybe that's it. The answer is nobody knows.
One more time. Okay.
What does this
have to do with music?
No, absolutely nothing at all. I actually have something much lovelier to play to kick the show off today, and that is a cut from Tori Amos. She has a new record coming out this month, and I think it's her best album in 20 years. Tori Amos, she's been very busy in recent years with some pretty interesting projects. She's explored classical music on a concept album she put out in 2011 called Night of Hunters. And then she reworked some of her earlier pop songs as orchestral songs, as more classical music. Most recently, this past year, helped create and produce a musical for London's National Theatre. So she's been doing all these other projects. And on her new record, it's called Unrepentant Geraldines, she kind of gets back to basics for her. It's vintage Tori Amos, just these classic piano-driven Baroque pop songs.
Let's hear it.
Let's listen to this song, 16 Shades of Blue.
Are you telling me it's over, disintegrating, lost, and there's nothing I can do? Before you drop another verbal bomb, can I arm myself with Cézanne and 16 shades of blue? As my heart is slowly ripping into pieces, disconnecting from the circuits of my mind, you'll get over it, you say, in time. Get over it if 50 is the new black. Hooray, this could be your lucky day. But my cables, they are surging, almost overloading as you disengage. Could your heart be slowly ripping into pieces, disconnecting from the circuits of your mind? We'll get over it. Over there at 33, she fears she'll lose her job because they hear the ticking of her clock. At only 15, I said 15. They say her future's bleak. She should have started this side. 3. As her heart is slowly ripping into pieces, disconnecting from the circuits of her mind. She'll get over it, you say. In time, in time. Stop all the time. If the clocks are black, I'll do everything but I'm remembering. Before you drop another verbal bomb, can I arm myself with Cezanne 16 shades of blue?
And that's a reference she says there at the end to the painter Cezanne, who was said to have 16 shades of blue in his palette that he painted from. Tori Amos, she turned 50 this past year, and on this song she sings a lot about growing older and how difficult it can be for us to grapple and make sense of our age at different stages in our life, whether you're a 15-year-old girl or a 50-year-old woman, as she is, and all the pressures we feel to be certain things at different ages and stages in our life. Anyway, it's amazing for me to hear Tori Amos now, and to think back in 1992 when her debut record, Little Earthquakes, came out. I had just graduated from college, and a friend of mine was this audiophile who had dropped like $25,000 on a stereo system. I remember his speakers were taller than I am. And he popped in this CD by Tori Amos, Little Earthquakes, and I'd never heard of her or the record yet. It had just come out. And he used that record to show off his new stereo, and it just blew me away. Anyway, Tori Amos, Unrepentant Geraldines is the record. It comes out May 13th, and that was 16 Shades of Blue.
Do you remember a singer, Z Avi? We put her on a show long ago. She's one of the early artists you may have discovered because of YouTube. She's a Malaysian artist. She plays ukulele. She had a hit that went all around the world. It was a song called Poppy, and then she put out a very sweet album. She's lived in the States for a long time now, and she has a nice, sweet record of cover songs. This is sort of springtime. This is a time where lots and lots of people fall in love. It's also a time that those who are not in love see all these people in love. The Velvet Underground wrote this song. Lou Reed wrote this song called Who Loves the Sun, which is basically, it takes this very sweet tone, sunshine and beauty and so forth. Well, anyway, it characterizes it from the point of view of someone who is not in love.
Not in love.
And let's play Ziavi's version of Who Loves the Sun.
Who loves the sun? Who cares that it makes plants grow? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Who loves the wind? Who cares that it makes breezes? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Ba-ba-ba-ba. Who loves the sun? Ba-ba-ba-ba. Who loves the sun? Ba-ba-ba-ba. Not everyone. Ba-ba-ba-ba. The rain. Who cares that it makes flowers? Who cares that it makes showers since you broke my heart? Who loves the sun? Who cares that it is shining? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Ba 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 ba. Who loves the sun? Ba 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 ba. Who loves the sun? Ba 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 ba. Not everyone. Ba 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 ba. Who loves the sun?
Beautiful.
Isn't that lovely? It's a very family-friendly record from ZIV. Yeah, very beautiful. She does a circle game, Joni Mitchell. Dream a Little Dream is a song that's on there, you know. Beautiful, right. Beautiful song. Anyway, the record's called ZIV's Nightlight, and that's Who Loves the Sun, Velvet Underground song.
You know, I have a cover song, too, and I almost picked a Velvet Underground cover song because it's from this compilation that has cover songs from a bunch of different artists, and the Velvet Underground was one, but I actually went with one by the Kinks. This is on a new compilation called I Saved Latin, which is music featured on the Wes Anderson movies. You don't see many movies, but you saw the most recent Wes Anderson
movie, the
Grand
brilliant.
Budapest Hotel, and I know you loved it. And, one of the things that makes Wes Anderson's movies so fantastic and memorable is the music that he has.
Big Kinks fan, too,
and he's
sure.
A big Kinks fan. In fact, the name of this compilation, I Saved Latin, is a line from the movie Rushmore, which is the second film that Wes Anderson made. And that film actually was originally supposed to have only music by the Kinks in it. But he ended up having just one song by the Kinks in it. And that song is sort of a deep cut, deep track from the Kinks. It's called Nothing in This World Can Stop Me Worrying About That Girl, which is originally from the second Kinks record, the 1965 kind of Kinks record. Anyway, on this compilation record, all these different bands have come together to cover their favorite songs that have been featured in Wes Anderson movies. And this is a band called Solvents. I don't know much about them other than that they are a band from Port Townsend in Washington State and that they do a really nice job of covering this Kinks song. Nothing in this world can stop me worrying about that girl.
There's nothing in this world.
Very nicely done.
Isn't that nicely done? Yeah, yeah. Solvents, band I'd never heard of before, checking out this compilation, I Saved Latin, songs featured in Wes Anderson films, covered by lots of different bands. There's two dozen tracks on this double record. Other bands include Telekinesis, Freelance.
Well, I bet Michael Lerner must love that Kinks
cut, yeah,
because right?
he's a big Kinks fan.
I sent him a photo of a stack of my Kinks records one day, just laid out on my bed, and he just loved it, including Kinda Kinks, which is what the album that song came from.
I guess the band's got to pick what song they wanted to do. I'm surprised. Maybe it was because that one was already taken. But anyway, Telekinesis, Freelance Wales, Juliana Hatfield, Matt Pond,
okay,
many, many more artists who appear on this compilation, I've Saved Latin. All songs featured in Wes Anderson movies.
Do you remember a couple of years ago we played music by this band, Fenster?
Oh, yeah.
I think maybe our intern, Rachel Kowal, may have helped pick it, but it was a record called Bones.
Yeah, I remember it.
They're an interesting band, lots of different instruments, natural sounds, mm-hmm. doors slamming, all sorts of things. They're a Berlin-based band, but ties to New York, and they have a new record out. New record's called Pink Caves. The song I'm going to play is called Better Days.
Wooziness to that bass line.
Yeah.
Slap that. Sounds like that might have been an upright or something, not a regular bass.
And then the way the song develops, it's an unusual way. It starts off, you don't even know there's ever going to be vocals.
Yeah.
It just puts you in a nice place when the vocals kind of come in. The group is Fenster, and the record's called The Pink Caves, and it's out and about right now.
Do you know a singer named Alice Bowman?
Yes.
Has her work crossed your desk yet?
Interested.
really, really beautiful music. She's a young singer from Sweden. Really has one of the more captivating voices I've heard, or I should say discovered this year. And it's a voice that really carries and drives the songs on both of her EPs that she has out. Very spare, lo-fi recordings. Her first EP was literally recorded in her bedroom. She never intended for anyone to hear it. And then this new record was made, wait for it, in a cabin in the woods. There's an intimacy and a loneliness to these songs I think is very befitting of the image of being alone in a cabin in the woods. Alice Bowman is the singer, and the song I want to play is called Lead Me. You don't even realize that Mellotron keyboard drone in the back is there until the very end of the song, but it sort of fills the spaces. And that, I think it's something similar to the Finster cut, that the percussion is all sort of implied. It's the click of the pick on the strings, or maybe the side of her palm of her hand sort of thumping against the body of the guitar.
Yeah, and there just seemed to be some kind of natural sounds. It may have just been the Mellotron recording. Mellotron is like a series of tape loops.
Right.
They literally clank and make a whole lot of noise.
Yeah.
It might have been that.
Right. And I don't know if she has an actual Mellotron, which would be making all those noises, or if it's just ambient sounds of the room she's in. But
probably the latter.
Probably the latter, but it works. So much longing and heartache in her voice. Just beautiful. That's Alice Bowman. The song is Lead Me from EP 2. It is out June 3rd.
We've been dreamy all show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you gonna light it up to take us out?
I'm gonna light it up somewhat. I'm gonna light it up enough to kick it up a notch, but not to take us completely out of our mood.
Don't harsh my mellow, Bob.
There's an artist known as Milezo, M-I-L-E, like the word Miles, Zo, Z-O, all one word, Milezo. It's Miles Kelly. He's an Austin-based artist. He's done 7 albums, started as his own project, now a band.
Wow.
7 records in the 10 years, 3 EPs.
What have you done?
I know. All right, thanks.
Actually, no, that's not true. You've done a record
I've
a year.
I've done as many as him, come to think of it.
We're not playing your stuff on here.
Miles, if you get a show, would you,
you
play some of my music?
Yeah.
Because I can't. he's got a record out that I, you know, it's one of those things where I rip lots of CDs and stuff and throw it on random.
Yep.
And his music keeps coming up. And this one song in particular, title track from his record called Pathways, strikes me every time. It starts off, and I think, it kind of sounds like it could be on Led Zeppelin 3, but then it goes somewhere else.
Wow. And,
yeah, no, it's nice. It's got this nice slidey guitar-y thing. Anyway, I'm going to play...
That's why we're music journalists. Slidey guitar-y thing.
Oh, I mean...
Let's hear it.
All right, good. I'm going to go out on Milezo.
Spell that again.
M-I-L-E-Z-O.
Milezo. All right, hit it.
Take care, Mr. Hilton.
Thanks, Bob.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.